Hey, welcome to the We Fit Nizzle Show. Hey, my name's Amber, and I'm here with my pals Lisa.
Hey.
And Derek.
What's up?
And we think that the We Fit is the shiznit, and if you think the same thing, then you've come to the right podcast, because we are here to talk about all things We Fit. So this is our first podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On today's show, we'll be doing a review of the We Fit. First, we're going to give a quick overview of what the We Fit consists of, followed up by why we think it is the shiznit. For the two people out there who haven't heard of the We Fit, it is a new game device for the Nintendo Wii console. The device itself is a sort of balance board. It's similar to a step that would be used in aerobics, and it uses infrared sensor to connect to the console with the Wii remotes. The device has revolutionized home fitness and combined the realms of exercising and gaming into one sphere. The Wii Fit uses motion sensor technology to monitor the movements of users, making the players feel more physically involved, giving a more realistic feel to the games, and making exercising feel less like exercising.
Hey, I'm Lisa, and I just wanted to say, too, that I enjoy the Wii Fit because you can do activities like balance, yoga, strength training, and cardio, so it's not just, you know, one thing. I prefer the Wii Fit to other consoles because I think it's more user-friendly for people who aren't typical gamers. I'm not exactly good with the whole hand-eye coordination thing. So with regular video game consoles, I just like using this one better and having a device that's more lifelike and uses natural movements. I also like that the characters are more personable because you can make them look like you and feel more connected to the game. When you start the game, your character is made to look like you based on your height and weight, and you can see the changes as you play.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Lisa, one thing I really love about the Wii Fit is how it keeps track of even the tiniest change in the weight or ability of a player. It seems so superior to the gym because it eliminates the absence of instant gratification, which for myself, and I'm sure many others out there, has been a driving force in choosing the couch over the elliptical.
I totally agree, Amber. This is Derek chiming in here. I think that part of the reason that some people don't go to the gym is the hassle of getting dressed and having to drive to the gym, which could be miles away. Now, with the Wii Fit, users can exercise in the comfort of their own home, at their own pace, and without the hassle of waiting for gym equipment. Another reason why some people might not go to the gym is the gym anxiety. This is the feeling of being watched, stared at, and judged by other people while you're working out. Without being surrounded and stared at by others, you can work out in a way that you feel comfortable with and do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, Derek, I think those are some really good insights on why people would choose to work out in the comfort of their own home opposed to in a public gym. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to our first cast of the We Fit Nizzle Show. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. Tune in next week for our review of the new We Fit Plus that has just hit stores, hopefully in your area. Also, for a daily dose of We Fit fun, please visit and join our social network, wefitnizzle.ning.com. That's wefitnizzle.ning.com.